Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Merry Christmas. There's nothing else to say when the day before Christmas, just Merry Christmas. Okay, Happy New Year, in case I don't see you before New Year. Happy New Year, too. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead, folks. We got Mary Cantando is with us right now. Mary is president of WomenBusinessOwner.com. She's a nationally recognized consultant who advises women about their business growth and how to make sure they put their best foot forward, including how to help them get certified so they can do business with the government. She's the author of The Woman's Advantage. She's a member of My Brain Trust and my good friend, Mary Cantando. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim, and good morning to your audience. I'm real excited about this being the holiday week, and although we still have our businesses going, you know, it's a great time of the year just to get together with family and friends like you and just say, as you said, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Merry to you and yours. You know, isn't it interesting the way small business owners are around the holidays, you know? So of course some businesses, the retail folks, are still open, and they're open right now, and will be today, and then of course we got you got some people who are off, some depending on what industry they're in, but even the small businesses that are closed, the owner probably just went down to the office, is going to go down to the office today, maybe even tomorrow, for a couple of minutes, just drop by and check on things. It's like our baby, isn't it, this business?
You know, you are so right. That's a really interesting thought, Jim. And the thing that I have noticed, and I'm sure you've noticed as well, now with email is, boy, you just continually, as a small business owner, you continually are online to email. I was on last night at, you know, maybe whatever, 8 o'clock for a couple minutes just checking things. I got on again this morning at 5 o'clock, and darn if I didn't have 6 more emails since 8 o'clock last night.
Well, so how do you feel about that? Does that trouble you? Do you feel put upon? Do you feel frenetic or anxious or do you feel, you know, tension about all that, or is it something you just kind of go with the flow on?
Well, I think it depends on the kind of person you are. For me personally, I feel like I've always got a handle on the pulse of everything. It's you know, like you said, your business is your baby, and it's almost like, here's an analogy, it's almost like you've got one of those baby monitors up in the room, and you can always, right? You can always know what's going on at any time. And so you can glance at it. That doesn't mean you have to read them. That doesn't mean you have to do anything with them, respond to them. It just means you can kind of always know what's happening and know if there is something you should. And, of course, you know, I have a commerce website, so to me it's always great fun just to see, oh, look, I made, you know, $X in my sleep last night while people were buying my products online. That's a pretty cool thing as well.
Absolutely. Well, do you know a lot of people think that that if you're not, you know, that you should just completely disconnect from your business. And I get that, and I do some, believe it or not, I actually do some. But when you probably remember when you started your business, and you didn't have any business. Day one, you probably didn't have any business, you know, or not much. And so now, when somebody reaches out to you, that's part of a success story, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't bother me when somebody acts like they want to do business with me, or if I have to take another step to move something a little bit farther along. And for me personally, it doesn't bother me what day of the week that is or what's going on in the world when that happens.
Yeah, you know, I think that's true. I you hear people say, oh, I'm working 24/7, but then you really have to ask yourself, well, are you really working all that time, you know? Mm-hmm. Or did you take off in the middle of the day to go to the gym? Or, you know, like I do. I get up really early and I start working, and I structure my day to fit my schedule. I go to the gym when there's nobody there, and it's like I own the gym, you know? I go to the grocery store when there's nobody there. And so then I do. I work early in the morning. I work late at night. That's not to say I don't work during the day. Certainly I do, but I think you're more in control of your time. Or this is how I feel. I feel more
and you've got the technology. You've got technology to put you in more control.
Oh, exactly.
Because if
exactly.
you're expecting a phone call or an email or whatever, you can be anywhere you want to be and still take care of that.
Exactly. And you know, one of the things I do, Jim, I speak on cruise ships. And there is that little element of being a little out of touch when you're on a cruise ship because, right. I mean, you can access your email and such. Of course, it costs $187 to do it on a cruise ship. But, you know, but your cell phone does not work on a cruise ship unless you, I guess, have a certain kind of satellite phone, which we intentionally don't get when we go
right.
on a cruise ship. But there is that kind of element of being forced to break away a little, which I have to do a couple times a year when I take these cruises. And
I'm not feeling too sorry for you right now, Mary. You're not. If you're trying to get some sympathy out of me, you're not going to get any. That's not going to work.
Well, you know, it's a tough job, Jim.
Yeah,
but
somebody's got to do it. I know. Okay.
But anyway, so that's a time that happens to me when I am not 100% in touch. And you've got to have somebody on the back end who you know is going to hold down the fort for you.
Yeah.
That's that
mm-hmm.
whole issue. Even if you're a one-person business or a five-person business, you've got to have one person who just can handle it
I think the way to pull it off, Mary, for people like you and me who love our businesses and who love to work, and I'm telling you what, folks, if you're that way, don't apologize for it. I promise you, don't apologize. It's not in my opinion, it's not a bad thing. But Mary, what the trick is to check on our businesses and seemingly effortlessly without everybody else knowing about it. That's the trick. And I can pull that off, and I'm sure you can too. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mary about what her thoughts on some 2008 resolutions. Stay with us. 20 after, Mary Cantando is our guest. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz, two websites. Hope you'll check them out, use them to your advantage. Don't forget to check out all the different things that you can do at both of those websites. They are free, no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, so use it to your advantage. Mary Cantando is our guest. She's our good friend and the author of The Woman's Advantage. Mary, give us your website, please.
That website is womansadvantage.biz, B-I-Z.
.biz, all right. So they can find out more about the book there and the workbook, too, right?
Book, workbook, calendar, audio CD. I got
calendar. How's the calendar doing?
The calendar is doing great. We are almost totally out of calendars, which is exciting because this was our first year of doing this page-a-day calendar, so we really didn't know. You know, it was tough to kind of guesstimate how many we were going to sell because the challenge with the calendar is it's got a shelf life, and people are not going to be buying 2008 calendars in June. You know,
they're not.
You've got to really
last
get
year's
rid of
calendar,
them.
Last year's calendar is not very handy, is it?
Exactly. So, you know, we wanted to have enough that we didn't run out, but not so many that, oh, my God, we got 2,000 left January 1st, and we really, really did well. We've got,
good.
Like, probably about 150 of them left at this point. So we really right. It was a miracle, you know.
So check it out, folks, if you want one of Mary's 2008 calendars at womansadvantage.biz.
That's it.
Is it the? Is there a the in front of that? The Woman's or just Woman's Advantage?
No, it's just Woman's
Advantage. Advantage.biz. Okay, Mary, what are your clients telling you about their business? What do you think they are right now in terms of the economy? Do they seem to be doing okay? Are they worried? Are they really? Is their business off? What are you seeing out there?
You know, it's a dichotomy here. Here's what I see, and of course you remember that I work with women who own multi-million dollar businesses primarily. So these are women who have pretty significant sized businesses, and many of them are coming off their best year ever. I mean, best year ever. Some of them have doubled their revenue in the last year. They're just rocking and rolling, and yet even those women are a little worried about all the noise in the press.
Is it justified or is it just the noise that they're hearing?
I think you hear it so much that it just starts to make you second guess it.
You know what that's called? That's called availability cascade. There's a term for that. It's called availability cascade, and what that means is when the media says something so much, people start believing it. And that's what I'm on a one-man crusade, Mary, to get people to stop listening to the media, the national media about, and the pundits about whether we're going to have a recession or not. You know why? Because it doesn't matter.
Well, I think you're right, and I think it can be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
We got a greater chance of talking ourselves into a recession than we are of actually having one all by itself.
Oh, I think you're 100% right. I think you are. And that's exactly what I'm seeing with these women that I work with. It's they're having a great year. They're like, okay, now we should probably staff up for next year, but maybe we better not. You know what I'm saying?
I tell people to check your own position. Check with your customers. Check with your bankers. Check with your, you know, check with your peers. Look, you know, take notes on what's going on around you. Don't listen to the Wall Street guys.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right. I think you are. And I mean, there's no question that this, you know, the mortgage loan issue has hit certain industries. If you're in real estate, yeah, it really hurts right now. But that doesn't mean that it has to, as you use the word, cascade across all these other industries. It's just, you know, this particular industry is having a tough time, and they're going to for a bit.
There are two kinds of cascades. There's the availability cascade. That comes from the media. Then there's informational cascade, and that's where you and I listen to the media. Then we talk to each other, and I convince you my beliefs that there's going to be a recession become your beliefs. And so it's a psychological thing we gotta fix. And I'm encouraging people to not get all worked up. Check their own position. Check with their customers, and make their decisions according to that, not according to what some talking head says.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you're exactly right. I think it can, you know, we can continue rolling into 2008, and everything can be pretty fine, except, like I said, except in certain industries that are having a tough time.
Right.
But if you're not in those industries, I almost think it's your duty to keep your business on overdrive.
Right.
You know, like you said, be sure that you're making smart decisions. But,
Mary, I got to wrap it up.
Don't hunker down.
I got to wrap it up. One last thought for women business owners before you go.
I would just say, just keep doing more of what you're doing, because women-owned businesses continue to grow at twice the rate of all other businesses in the United States. So keep on doing the same thing, girls.
Hey, Mary, give us that website again, please.
Womansadvantage.biz.
Hey, Mary, Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Jim.
Happy New Year. Let's have a good 2008 together. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mary. See you later.
Okay.
Mary Cantando, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with another cool lady. Barbara Weltman right after these messages. Stay with me.
Your house is only another mile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.